Okay. Alright, so we're going to do the Rajba. In the first volume, it's Oz Tuf in the Shailos and Tshuvos. It's also going to be found in the Beis Yosef. Simon, what was it? Reish Gimel?
I think so,
yeah. All the way at the end of that Simon, the Beis Yosef there. Alright, we talked in the previous year, I think we said exactly where it was. So, let's go slowly here. So the question is, by Pilpili Retifta, right, moist peppercorns, so the Rambam and the Rif strangely paskin that you make a bird pri adama. But since the Gedalim Ba'ilon, why don't you make a bird pri eitz? That's the kasha. How did it become bari pri adama? So the Rajba, and many Rishonim, in fact, of course, paskin it's bari pri eitz. So the Rajba says like this: Kevan she'ein notino son el al dashis yashvu v'yochlu ruban biyavshu son shechukim betavlin bilvad ve'ein anechalim came b'fnei atzman ela miyutan lefamim eim avarchan aleim bari pri eitz. Ella Priyadama. Okay? So his first move is, why don't you make eights? The answer is, because Rov B'nai Adam are looking for the tavlin. They're looking for the dry peppercorn, you know, to make the spice, the pepper, black pepper. Right? Right. So that's why you don't make a bird Priya eights. But you make a priyadama. Now he says, what? One second. V'karav ha-yashlo yivarchalein ela shahakol kikora. Right? Because the Gemara that we learned last week by Korah, lamaskana, it's not that we say on Korah, shahakol. Why? Because lo nati inshia daita de Korah. So you see that when it's low, not the inshia daita, meaning that's not the human objective, is not for that thing. So you don't call it pre. That's not the pre. That's not the product. And now what do you make? You make a bracha of shahakol. So why don't you do the same thing here? V'karav ha-yashal yivarach lein al shahakol kikora. Ella. So now he wants to show you why it's different than Korah. El lefishinecholin hameat mehem biritivuson v'adait dahachinami nati kitsas. Because some minority of people, do eat the peppercorn, the moist peppercorn, and they plant it also for that purpose. Right? Kitsas, some of them, right? The same ma'at. Mevorchen aleim bari pri adama. Okay. Mia. V'holo v'chayav and akasav ba'arla, kid'isa hasam. Now he throws in one more thing, which I don't think we pointed out last week. All a little troubling. What's the ending of the Rashba also? He says, holo v'chayav and akasav ba'arla, kid'isa hasam, shariba osan akasav, midikasav, unetatam kol eitz machol. Okay? So that's also funny that he ends off with that limud, that's a whole big sugi over there, how the Rishonim deal with that problem. But let's not get it lost in Orla now. But what's the Raya anyhow? I mean, Orla is when it's usually, you have an idea that it's the pre. So what's his Raya here? What's he bringing that last thing in here for? What does he need that for? But the main kasha. What?
It doesn't have that part.
Smart move. he was a little shtickle editor over there. It's like what the riff does to the Gemara. You have it right. I like the Rajma's idea. So that last line. I don't know what he's doing there. Okay, take care of it. Right. Alright, but we'll leave Arla for the yet. Just like the Rajba did. The main kasha we had was Mimanashach. If it's not the Daita, and she Adaita, and the minority counts, so then it should be eight. If it doesn't count, then why isn't it different in Kora? That's the kasha. That is basically the kasha. How do you work it out that somehow not the Daita the Inchi of a minority, of Ktsas, of a Miyad of Anashim, somehow it's not good enough to make it an eighth, but somehow it becomes Adama? Well, what is that? Well, what kind of svar is that? That's the question we had. And still have. Okay? Yeah. So what I want to say is like this in the Rajba. The Rajba has a premise that if you want to define what is Pri Ha'etz, it definitely means what Rov Bnei Adam want. Because that defines the product. That defines Pri. Miyat does not define what is the product of a tree. It's defined by Rov. So in order for it to get a Pri Ha'etz, it has to be that Ruba de Inchi, this is what they consider to be the product. So therefore, without a doubt, pilpili, retivusa, peppercorns, are not going to be Bari Priya 8. That is not the product, i.e., it is not the reason, the objective, the essential objective of the planting of the tree in the minds of the majority of people. And therefore, it does not qualify in the human realm as product, as pre. Because that goes by the Rov. Okay? That goes by the Rov. And you see, by the way, the Gemara maintains that. The Gemara has idea, Butler Daito eats a Koladam before on the Laman Heyamid Beis by Brachas. By the system of Brachas. But ledaitetz l'kol adam. Like the Gemara has a kasha over there. If a guy was, let's say, a guy was really koveya his whole achila on yayin, why wouldn't he say berachas amazon? The Gemara says no. But ledaitetz l'kol adam. Can't go by your subjective idea of kvias. Okay. Same thing here. The definition of pri is defined by the Rov. And anyone else, butler dietalates a kolada. Okay. So now the question is, so now why isn't it like Korah? So the answer is, when the Rajba says that Nati, that Ktsas b'nei Adam or Miyat b'nei Adam are Nati, a daita dahachi, that they planted for this reason, what he's telling you is that Adam's relationship to this as an ochel is not accidental. In other words, even though we're not planting the tree for this purpose, that's defined by the Rov, but now the question is achilas pilpili just a chance occurrence, an accidental thing? Or in the human realm, do people essentially relate to this as ocha? As opposed to Kora. See, Kora, we do not relate to the Kora as ochel essentially at all. Meaning, when you plant the tree, when you plant that tree, so at that point, nobody is thinking about eating the hearts of palm. Why? Because in eating the hearts of palm, you destroy the tree itself. So it was never in the human interest to relate to this thing. If it just so happened to whatever. For some reason, the tree got cut down, something happened. Yeah, then people might go ahead and take advantage of that. But essentially, you did not relate to that substance as ochel. It was only if it happened to have occurred, then a person would say, okay, I'll eat this thing. It's edible. It's an edible thing. So therefore, you cannot... It's of course, certainly, well, by Korah, of course, it's not Priya Eitz, because it's not a Priya of the Eitz. Now the question is it Priya Adama? But the answer is, something that a person only relates to accidentally, by chance, as Ochel, does not necessitate more than the more general Matir of Shahakal. You can't call that Priya Adama if the human being only relates to it in an accidental sense. But since he is eating it, and he's getting hanah from it, okay, so he makes a shahakal. But over here, what the Rashba is saying is, no, you can't say that this is a product of the tree, because that's defined by Rov B'nai Adam. You see? But now the question is, what bracha do we make on it? So now the question is, Is there a group of people out there who really do relate to this thing in an essential manner? Meaning they want this. They do, in fact, want this as a product. So if they do, so then it deserves a more specific bracha of Priya Adama. That's his shita. In other words, there's two kinds of adaita d'inchi, I'm saying. One adaita d'inchi is a daita inchi of what is the reason, what is the purpose, the objective of planting this tree. That's one idea. But the second time he uses it, he's using it to show you not what is the objective of planting this tree, because that's not going to help you anymore, because a minority doesn't help. But now what he wants to show you, that since there is a minority of people that do plant the tree for this purpose, it shows you that man, that the human being, does not, there is a significant group of people who do not relate to this as ochel in a purely happenstance manner. But they really do want this thing. If they really do want this thing, then it becomes Priya Adama. It's a different... There's two ways of a dite of what a dite de inchi, what's the word I'm looking for? It's two ways of a dite de inchi, not helpful, is a better word. What it accomplishes. One is to define what is the objective of the tree. And that defines what is a product of the tree. Then there's a second adaita to show you that we don't relate to this thing in a purely happenstance manner. But it really is a significant achila. People want this achila. If people want this achila, then it demands a higher level of shevach. You cannot have the generic shevach at that point. And that's why you make Priya Adama. You make Priya Adama because people relate to this as ochel essentially, albeit a meat of the world, but I don't care. It still means a statistical significant group that wants it, that eat peppercorns. Okay? So therefore, shahakol would not be a sufficient shevach for an achila that people really essentially want. And that's why it demands the higher shevach of Priya Adama. Like, to give you an example, like you have wheat. So when you eat the wheat berries, it's true that by wheat berries, I would say that they whatever maybe. Well, you know, one second. Yeah, so by wheat berries, so it's true. I would say that the majority of people might grow... I don't want to use an example. It's a bad example because it's not an eighth example. Oh, I just wanted to show that even though most people really grow wheat berries for the purpose of bread, to make eventually to make flour and to make bread from it, and cakes and things like that, but it makes no difference. Since people do eat wheat berries, okay, and they roast wheat and all those kind of things that they do with wheat, you see? So that's it. Then that makes it significant that it should get, you don't say shahakol on the wheat berry itself. You wouldn't say that. You see? Because as long as people don't relate to it in a accidental manner, like Korah, then it should get the higher shevach. The higher shevach is demanded. But Korah is different. At least, again, I'm talking now, of course, the time of the Gemara. In Korah, that's exactly what Rashi says. He says it in two places. One, the difference between Slav and Tekora. Slav, not the inshid daita de shuta. Lechol es ha'alam ves ha'tmaras. She'enan mematin es ha'ilam bekach. People do eat those parts of the tzlaf, of the caper tree. Why? Because it in no way diminishes from the tree itself. But, dikla, lo nati in shiadaita, lechol es ha'kora. People do not grow the korah in order to eat the korah. Why? Sha'ochlo memayet anfei ha'ilon. There was a reason. People don't eat it. Doesn't mean they don't like the taste. It means it was contrary to their aims. So nobody would ever plant this in mind to eat the korah, because that itself would be the destruction of the tree or some of its branches. Oh, so when did a guy eat it? He ate it in a happenstance manner. Maybe some guy climbed up a tree and started digging into it and said, this is yummy. But that's not me at Inchi. They don't plant it for that reason. That's just happenstance. That's an accidental achila. In the sense of the human objective I'm talking about. I don't mean once he puts it in his mouth, that's not accidental. But insofar as his relationship to that existence as an ochel, it's purely accidental and happenstance. Whereas pilpulin, it's not. People do essentially relate to the pilpulin, the peppercorns, as an ochel. The only thing is, he can't say pari priates. What are the other Rishonim hold? You say eight. So they hold that the minute you tell me that there's a significant part of the population, you know, there's a real statistical part, I don't care if it's a miut, but once you tell me people essentially relate to it as an ochel, as a product, then you go by its biological existence. Then you go by its biological existence. The minute you tell me, it doesn't have to be rove. They disagree. They hold, the minute you tell me you have even miyad anashim, and now it's defined as a, people relate to it essentially as a product, as an ochel, then the bracha is now determined by its biological existence. That's the machlokas. Oh, and that's exactly why the Rajba brings in Orla at the end. He's bringing in Orla just to show you one thing about Orla, one thing about it. And that is, because once you tell me there's miyad b'nei adam who relate to it, i.e., it's not an ochel accidentally, but in the human framework, people really relate to this essentially as ochel. Oh, in Dine Arla, so that's why you can have a riboy that you chayev in Arla. That's exactly what they're showing you. If it's not something that comes under the realm of an essential achil, that people really relate to it in an essential manner as pri, then they would never be chayev in Arla. Arla is halach in peros. Then it would never be. That's what he wants to show you from Arla, that the fact that you could have a riboy shows you that in the halachic realm, we consider that miyat, because that shows you that again, that it's essentially related as an ochel. Once that's possible, then you could have a riboy in the Torah to say it. then it could be possible. Who says the Torah goes by Rov and Orla? It's a different system. Okay? And there's, my main point is that the Rat, when you use Nati Inshia Daita, it's being used like in equivocal manner. It's two different, it's accomplishing two different things. That's my main point. Shahakal only suffices for something where a person, where it's like a, so to speak, a generic hana. The people don't really, are not really looking for this product in the human realm. But if for some reason, some happenstance, it presents itself, and the guy could eat it, he will get hanas achila, hanas agaram. So he has to make a bracha. But the Chacham didn't institute a specific bracha for that. It doesn't reflect the category of, let's say, pre-hadama. Because it's purely an accidental achila. As to why the guy's eating it. That's what the Rashba is saying. What he's saying to you is that not to make a bari priyadama would result in a lack of shevach for an item that in fact is significant in the human realm. People want to eat peppercorns. That is a normal intention and objective in the human framework. They want this as an ochel. To go to a shahakal would be improper. Because people, essentially, they do relate to, they want this. So therefore you must use Bari Priya Adama. Can't use Bari Priya Eitz. Bari Priya Eitz has its own rules. It has to be that the existence of that tree is for that. That's when it gets that specific bracha. So now is this a pre-hadama? The answer is yes, because people do essentially relate to this as a real pre, as a real product.
Yeah, we also went over Kimcha Dechiti, but that was already recorded a few years ago. So it is available, I believe, online two or three years ago. I don't remember which one. The main thing is here we just said at the end, after you list the Kimcha Dechiti, keep this in mind, that we said there's really two types, so there's really two peros. There's the biologic, physical pre, that's the pre, and then there is the conceptual pre, meaning the human purpose and product for growing that tree. So, for instance, in the case of the celebrity case of orange juice, let's take the case the Gemara accepts, which is olives and olive oil. The olive is the pre, because that is the physical, biological object, entity. But then there is the conceptual human product pre, and that is the olive oil. Olive oil is considered pre eitz because it is the pre from a conceptual standpoint. But listen to the shiur and you'll understand that point. All right, take care.